Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the early months of 04, I interviewed one of the European distributors for Fly Digital Solutions, Verichip, out of the Baja Beach Club over in Spain. They've also now opened them in Rotterdam and in England. I believe it's London. We broke some major news there because I hadn't been in the U.S. newspapers, and months later it all came out. Very interesting about implantable chips under the skin to get into the VIP area with all the lovely ladies, and for the women, all the handsome bartenders. You know, these are kind of those upscale clubs. And then a lot of TV shows like CSI Miami and others. Oh, everybody's getting the chip in Miami, you know, at the cool clubs. And then reality imitates art, and art imitates reality. Now we have a club in Florida that's doing this, and we're honored to be joined by Kenneth Percy, the owner of Amica Loft Club there in South Beach, Miami, I believe. And then we have the distributor for it, Mark Barsh, with Metro Risk. And I'm just incredibly honored to have these gentlemen on. I know they're very busy right now, getting a lot of attention. Good to have you on, Kenneth and Mark.
A pleasure to be on your show.
Same here.
Who is Kenneth? Which
one? Kenneth is right here.
All right, and the other's Mark. Just first off, we're about to break and then come back after the news. We have a lot of stations that join us, but just each of you tell us, first Kenneth and then Mark, tell us in a nutshell who you are and what you're up to.
Well, my name is Kenneth Percy, and I'm one of the owners of the Amica nightclub down in South Beach. And we're incredibly excited to have this new technology that's going to make the VIP issues practically go away.
All right, VIP issues. Mark, with Metro Risk, how are you involved?
Well, we started originally. I am the president of Metro Risk Management. We handle the distribution of the product worldwide. We started with trials in Baja Beach in Spain. I noticed you mentioned it earlier. Everything went well there.
We were the first U.S. outlet to report on that.
The Baja Beach, Spain, was more of a trial. We went full-blown with the Club Amica due to the fact that before we even do anything in the United States, we wanted to try how it would work. Another place in Spain, being a very hot place for nightclubs, we decided to proceed with Baja Beach. Everything went well, so now we hooked up with the hottest nightclub in South Beach, Miami, Amica. And as far as my understanding goes, everything is going well. I couldn't be able to tell you more about how the progress is going if it's only been about a week. But as far as my understanding goes,
Well, I want one of these. How do I get one?
Well, number one, you can either go to Amica Nightclub. They'll put you on the list, and they'll start finding the proper place to have you directed to a local clinic, what we call chipping centers, and you'll be able to get one injected. And from that point on,
I love their little trademarked logo tagline, "Get Chipped Today."
What do you mean by that?
Well, no, I mean, that's what Applied Digital has. That was one of the, and they also have the chip mobiles.
Yeah, they have the chip mobiles, which we were going to have at the club due to mechanical factors. We couldn't do it last Friday. But yes, the chip mobile is a place like your average blood drives where you'd be able to walk in an RV and donate blood. It works on the same principle, yes.
Well, gentlemen, we're about to break, and we'll come back with a 15-minute segment, and that's all I'll keep you. I know you're very busy. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and I just want to talk about why you decided to do this and what Metro Risk is doing, and also want to talk to Kenneth Percy, one of the owners of it's Amica is the name of the club?
Amica.
Amica. I think I've heard of that club. That's one of the hottest clubs in South Beach, isn't it?
Oh, anybody driving down Washington Avenue on Fridays, Saturdays, or even Sundays will see the long lines outside. That's what we're hoping to take care of.
Absolutely amazing. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hey,
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and Bible microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, this is a riveting interview, folks. We're talking to Kenneth Percy, owner of Amica Club, and it's one of the biggest and hottest ones in South Beach, Miami. And then, of course, Mark Barsh, who is with Metro Risk. And let's go first to Kenneth. Kenneth, why did you decide to be the first club that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, in the U.S. to start the chipping centers for your VIPs?
Well, it's an incredibly exciting opportunity to be on the cutting edge of technology. You have to understand, when a VIP comes to your club, he doesn't want to spend the time that others would spend online, getting out his credit card, proving who he is, giving up the financial information every single time he comes in. With this brand new chip, he's in and out a couple of minutes. We have all the information that we need, and he's treated like the VIP that he is.
Amazing. And then I was talking to Mark with Metro Risk, Mark Barsh. Mark, exactly what is your position in Metro Risk?
I am the president and founder of Metro Risk.
Tell us about Metro Risk and how you are a distributor for Applied Digital.
Well, Metro Risk, the risk control agency, I would say a post 9/11 agency that specializes in mitigating loss and other problems that companies in, say, Latin America may encounter, such as kidnapping of executives. We specialize in the negotiation of the release factor and things of that nature. The Veritchip was a natural... Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
The Veritchip was a natural... evolved into the product because of what its secure ramifications are, due to the fact that it can not only be used for security, but as well as finance and many other applications. It just happened to be bigger than what we originally had expected it to be. Where we originally got involved for security, now we're dealing with the hottest nightclub in Miami, Amica. Tomorrow we're dealing with government agencies in Latin America to be able to implement it in their security structure.
Now, let me bring this up here, because during the break I had a chance to talk to both of you gentlemen, and I brought the question or the comment, are you aware that the Attorney General said to some of his employees, you know, you need to take this chip to get into secure areas in Mexico? And you said you were aware of that, Mark. That was in the security area, though, and that you were going to be involved in Latin America, others picking up on this. Can you tell us about that?
Again, the structure and the idea that we originally have had in MetroRisk is always find little niches to be able to try out the system, much like we did with Baja Beach nightclub in Spain. Our counterparts in Mexico found the Attorney General in Mexico. But the main goal is to be able to implement it, again, for security areas here in the United States.
And you have the chip mobiles. What areas of the country are the Veritchip chip mobiles and the active? And then how many clinic chipping centers, as you call them? How many chipping centers and how many chip mobiles?
Well, chip mobiles, keep in mind, the chip mobile right now was an effort from Applied Digital to be able to have a mobile shipping center. As far as my understanding, that is an Applied Digital asset. My understanding, I think they only have one, but I couldn't say that they have throughout the United States. And
they had reported that they had shipping centers already in different areas of the country.
Yes, we're already negotiating with different hospitals throughout the country. We have a business model of my understanding of donating close to about 200 scanners through emergency rooms throughout the country. We've only had FDA approval for medical purposes, I would say, the last 30 days.
Yeah, the FDA a few months ago approved it.
So we're moving cautiously, taking one step at a time, building this, because for medical applications it's a lot different than for example, financial or nightclubs. So we're already talking, we're already implementing the technology throughout the country at actually hospitals. Clinics would be our second approach on it. Right now the only way we're proceeding is with hospitals. I couldn't give you the exact number, but I can tell you that the fastest moving states would be Florida, New York, and California.
I have a cousin who's in Special Forces. He's an officer, been in 18 years, now 19 years. And he told me that they were told 2 years ago that they were all going to be getting chips soon. And then I've also confirmed from sources that in a covert operation, already a lot of the Special Forces have gotten chips. Were you aware of that?
I couldn't comment anything about that. I am not aware of anything like that.
Now, is it you can either confirm nor deny, or you're not aware of it?
I'm not aware of it.
Now, you say there's different groups who are distributors for this. You are a main distributor in what facet for Veritchip?
Our position with Veritchip is we're the largest distributor for the manufacturer of the product. Everybody else pretty much is following pace to what we do.
And the chip is manufactured, correct, out in a factory outside Beijing?
My understanding of that is incorrect.
Oh, really? Where are they manufactured?
They're actually manufactured in FDA-approved facilities, and I believe there's a manufacturer, I believe, Ryden, which is in Spain.
Okay, because in a Applied Digital press release a year ago, and we have this on our websites, they said they were building a plant in Beijing. I'm just curious.
Well, keep in mind, this was about a year ago, maybe. My understanding of it today, that information is not correct, but then again, I may not be pretty.
Oh, but you had heard. But I mean, you had heard that too, though.
No.
Oh, you never heard that. No. I've got a question here for Kenneth Percy, one of the owners of Amica, the one of the hottest clubs there in South Beach, Miami. Kenneth, how did you find out about this? How did you decide to do this?
Well, actually, we were approached by Mark, and he said, listen, he's got an agency, and he'd love to put it in our club. And after we spoke to him about it, it's a natural fit. I mean, it cuts down your transaction time, cuts down on the fraud, cuts down on the usual rigmarole that's associated with getting into a club that has 300 to 400 people waiting to get in on the outside.
Did you know that with CSI Miami a month or so ago, they even had an episode where in Miami there's a nightclub where you get chips?
Yeah, I was aware of that, actually.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen this much news coverage on something. Maybe on Arnold for President or something we've seen this much promotion, but it's just all over the place. So,
it's a self-promoting product.
Yeah, when is the chipping going to start?
We actually, I understand, we actually have people in line already today to get chipped.
Oh, the chipping, the chipping's going on right now?
Well, it's going to be going on tonight.
So, if the media came down there to South Beach, there at the Amica Club and Lounge, they could cover the chipping going on.
Barring any mechanical difficulties with the chipmobile, as happened last week, absolutely.
Oh, there was a mechanical difficulty with the chipmobile?
Had a car breakdown.
I saw some video of it on the news. It looks brand new and pretty fancy.
Listen, I can't comment on what happened, but I know that we had a mechanical breakdown with the chipmobile.
What, did you announce the time for people to come get it, and there wasn't anybody there to get chips?
We had plenty of people actually waiting to get the technology.
How many lined up? I'm curious.
That I spoke to, we had over a dozen.
Over a dozen people. Now, what's the VIP area like, Kenneth? I mean, what do I get when I get my chip?
It allows you to go upstairs pretty much without waiting on line or without getting picked from a line. Because it's basically getting a pre-approval to be part of the VIP crowd.
You know, I had the owner and chief manager on earlier this year from the beach club, Baja Beach Club, there in Spain. And he said he saw a time in the future when you wouldn't be able to get in, period, without the chip.
Sure. It's basically having your clientele verified prior to them coming to the club.
So you see a time coming when you'll have to have the chip?
I think it's a fantastic idea. You don't even have to carry your wallet anymore. If you have this technology in your arm, if you have this chip in your arm, breeze right in. Never worry about losing your credit cards, your wallets, having anything stolen.
What about people who say that, you know, this is Big Brother, or people that say this is the mark of the beast?
And don't forget, the information contained or associated with the VeriChip is only that you provide.
But then that number, when the government uses it, is connected to the database.
Sorry?
Well, I mean, any number, a driver's license number, a social security number, a chip number, can be then connected to any level of database.
It's no different than what exists now. It's just a new form of the technology and associated information.
Well, it's people are pretty excited about it. Now, going back to Mark, head of Metro Risk, what type of industry growth are you guys looking at here with this?
Let me put it this way. We're extremely excited. I couldn't give you a number because the potential for it in different areas is incredible.
Yeah, Alzheimer's patients. Did you see the Reuters article a couple years ago when they were going to do a contract with the Bureau of Prisons in California for parolees, but for some reason that fell through? Were you aware of that?
No. I wasn't aware of that, but we are aware of, for the medical industry, the United States is what we would consider our primary target. Throughout the world, medical, security, finance, the ramifications down the road are just simply, I can't calculate them, to be frank.
Well, I think Kenneth was saying it. I mean, you're talking about no more wallets, no more nothing. Just, I guess everybody will have the chip.
That's correct. Well, the idea is this. It is a voluntary device. It's not meant to be forced upon anybody. But the uses of the device go, for example, you're walking down the street, you have your credit card, you can leave your house with just your, a female can just leave her house with her lipstick just to look beautiful. She doesn't have to worry about a credit card. She doesn't have to worry about keys.
Tell you what, stay there. Else. Yeah, and everything's going to RFID. It could just be scanned at the gas pump or at McDonald's, wherever. Stay there, gentlemen, both of you. We'll be right back after this quick break with some other key questions for our guests. We'll tell you about the websites for their organizations as well. Stay with us. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. All right, my friends, we're talking to Kenneth Percy, one of the owners of the Amica Loft and, I guess, Clubhouse Lounge, one of the biggest, most popular party spots there in South Beach, Miami. And, of course, Mark Barsh, he is the president of Metro Risk. And gentlemen, there's just too much to talk about here. If I can keep you about another 15 minutes, that would just be fabulous. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Can both of you give me your websites?
Sure. For the Amica Loft Lounge and Discotheque, it's www.amicamiami.com, A-M-I-K-A, A-M-I-K-A, Miami.com.
All right. And then what about for Metro Risk?
Metro Risk would be www.metrorisk.com.
Okay, gentlemen, I've got a lady coming on right now, and with our phone problems today, we'll see how this works. She's Catherine Albrecht. She's with Caspian, expert there with, at Harvard right now, on the cards, on the chips, on the RFID, and she's got a couple questions for you on this subject. Catherine Albrecht, you're on the air, of course, from NoCards.org with our two guests who've been kind enough to come on with us. Thanks for joining us, Catherine. You've got questions for them. They've got answers. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi. Hi, Kenneth. Hi, Mark. Quick question actually for both of you. I'm wondering what sort of waiver forms you've been given by the folks at Applied Digital Solutions that have to be signed by people who are about to be chipped, I guess, this evening.
I haven't been given any forms.
Is that Kenneth answering there?
Yes.
Okay, so now do they come out and do the chipping themselves, so you're just providing the facilities and then the Applied Digital folks do the chipping?
Actually, I'm basically providing an outlet for people to know about it and to use it in the real setting.
And are they actually sending out a clinician or someone in a white lab coat to do the chipping right there in front of your crowd tonight?
I don't think it'd be in front of the crowd. If anything, it would have to be in the chipmobile.
Okay, because I know in some of the photographs that I've seen from the Baja Beach Clubs, both in Spain and, of course, in the Netherlands, it looks like it's kind of a big ringside show there with everybody getting chipped in front of the crowd. So, and then the question, let me direct that to you, Mark. Are you familiar with any kind of waiver or form that has to be signed before people take the chip?
Absolutely. Each person who's getting chipped has to... The process of getting chipped is not a complex one, but there's a certain steps. For example, there's a form that needs to be filled out with the personal information. Then at second stage, we validate that information, the basic stuff, such as name, address, Social Security.
Because, and that's connected to the info number on there, so they know who you are. But Catherine, you had specific questions about an MRI.
Well, actually, yeah, I had a couple questions. One, you're linking it up with the information, obviously, so that they can make their payments through using the device. Am I right there?
That's correct.
Mark? Okay. And then the other piece was just in terms of some of the medical risks associated with taking this device, which according to the FDA, when they approved this device on October 12th, those risks included, for example, an incompatibility with an MRI or a magnetic resonance imaging machine.
At the time, we're considering a non... it's not meant to be used for somebody who at the moment is going to be getting an MRI. So it's not compliant with MRI. That's correct.
Okay, so that I guess these folks who are getting these implants may actually have to wear medic alert bracelets of some sort.
Tell them what the FDA says happens when you have one of these in you and you go under a magnetic resonance machine.
Well, yeah, we actually found a letter from the FDA to the folks at Applied Digital and Digital Angel about this device, and essentially they had a whole host of health problems. One of them, you know, people don't realize an MRI machine is a very powerful magnet, and it also creates a very powerful radio frequency field. So for both of those reasons, this is incompatible because the VeriChip has a ferrous or an iron-based core, and if you go inside of an MRI machine, there's some speculation that the MRI may actually suck the device right out of the patient, or it would be a patient inside of an MRI machine.
Also, migration of the chip. They admit that there can be migration of it. Gentlemen, are people being told about migration of the chip?
Negative. There can't be no migration because there is a chemical that's called BioBond. It works as scar tissue wherever it gets injected into the body.
It's got little kind of barbs on it.
No, it looks like a little glue. What happens is...
I mean, microscopically, I think I saw a blow-up of it. It's like little, like Cucklebur. It has little abrasive areas to hook into the flesh.
No.
That's wrong? Okay, explain it to me.
It's a chemical coating. And it looks a little bit like wax on one of the ends of the chip. When it gets injected,
if I can jump in. Yeah, it's a polypropylene coating.
That is
correct. We have a picture of it up on our website at spychips.com. If you want to take a look, you can see it does look quite a bit like wax.
That's correct. And what happens is once injected, it works as scar tissue and it prevents it from moving anywhere in the body.
Tell you what, 10 more minutes with you gentlemen and with you, Catherine. Stay there, please. This is riveting information for people. Just want to cover all the facets of this and then we'll discuss it with Kenneth Percy and Mark Marsh and, of course, Catherine Albrecht. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Remember 8 years ago getting army documents of the plan to chip the entire population, and then back in 2000 even having it on their main website and linking to army.mil, and people still couldn't believe it. And my cousin 2 years ago told me they'd all been told that within the next few years, and now we've reached that point, they'd be getting chips. And after 9/11, the wall-to-wall promotion, the family in Florida getting the chips, and now in Mexico, and we were just talking to Mark Barsh with Metro Risk, just one of the companies globally out distributing. He's talking to all these Latin American countries about going with this. They've had Brazilian politicians take the chip even before Mexican ones did it. There's talk in Italy about this happening. Meanwhile, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these other governors promoting satellite trackers or transponders in the cars to track us everywhere we go. Yeah, there's a proliferation of this, and we talked to Kenneth Percy, one of the owners of Amica Club there in Miami, and he's like, yeah, I see a time when you'll need this to get into the club, period. That's what the other club manager said from Spain. And so we see where all of this is trending and going. I mean, if somebody wants to go stick one of these in themselves, a biometric face scan or thumbprint does the same thing. That's their business, and I see those as just as dangerous. Just this pell-mell push by the media, all positive about it, but in major polls, 90-plus percent of people are firmly against it. Gentlemen, do you have any comments to what I just said?
Sure. It's an individual thing. If somebody wants it, it's just purely for convenience as far as the nightlife industry is concerned, as far as anything.
Yeah, but if you want to be in the military, you'll have to have it. Or if you want to work at the Mexican consulate, or if you want to work in the CIA, you'll have to have it. I mean, we already see the government saying, yeah, you don't have to have a job. You know, like, you don't have to have a license, but we need a license for you to have a job. Well, see, the next step is the chip.
I think that's taking it to the extreme.
To the extreme. I think having people being implanted with chips to get into nightclubs is extreme.
One would hope
it was extreme?
Sure, absolutely. Don't forget, we're in the entertainment industry. And actually, it's a pure benefit for your VIP clientele who don't feel like carrying around their wallet or their credit cards or any ID for that matter.
So it's like something different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they go in and the scanner's got to come over and scan them and check it like you're a toaster on the shelf at Walmart with an RFID sticker on it.
It would happen at the point of sale anyway. So rather than giving your credit card to the bartender, you just put out your arm or put out your shoulder and you get a second scan.
Catherine Albrecht, you know, first the Associated Press reported 100, then 300, then 1,000. Had gotten it done in Mexico. You've gotten information that that's not true. We know Verichip first claimed they had all these hospitals taking their readers. Turned out that was 2 years ago that wasn't the case. Now they said they got the Mexicans to take them, but you got some different numbers. It's not 300 or 1,000. What's the number you got?
It's actually 18 members of the Attorney General's staff in Mexico that have been shipped.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But I can pull up 100 stories that said 300 and even higher.
Yeah, and in fact, the USA Today, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, all of the major media got it wrong, including myself. We issued a press release a few months back and just parroted the number we'd been given, which was 160.
And the AP and others said they got that from Applied Digital. Applied Digital also, a couple years ago, I had their CEO on, I had their chief scientist on 4 years ago. They said that they had all these hospitals taking it, but where are the hospitals with the readers? They called the hospitals, one of the Miami papers did, and they said, we don't have those readers.
They got sued in a class action suit by their investors for that, by the way, Alex, and in fact they had to settle to the tune of millions of dollars because they were accused of fraudulently misrepresenting their marketing efforts.
Now, I know we've got a distributor and a club owner doing this. I wouldn't even connect them to that. You guys are just distributors, or one of you is a consumer, one of you is a distributor. Were you aware of all that?
Not at all.
We were aware of several of the points that have been mentioned, but keep in mind that is internally with ADS. Metro Risk is an independent company, and Mika is an independent company.
No, we're
product.
Making that clear. I'm just saying, sir, we all saw the news, 150, 300, 1,000 got the chip, and this information, you know, is coming from quarters that, again, said all these hospitals had it.
Well, if you ask me, you have to take into consideration several factors. For example, let's take the comments from the Attorney General in Mexico. At one point in time, I was under the impression that it was 160 also.
Yeah, there were quotes by him. So why is he doing that?
My understanding is that it was a project meant to chip 160. Again, this is what my understanding goes. The amount of people at the time right now is only 18, and she's absolutely correct.
Yeah, but I mean, they were on the news going, you don't get in the building in the secure area unless you have this. And with people going, well, I guess I'll do it then. I mean, that is forced chipping.
That wasn't the only exaggeration at the point. At the point, as a matter of fact, you guys are even forgetting that the gentleman not only said that you need the chip to get into the place, but you could also track him through GPS, which is absolutely not true.
Well, they could with a high-powered reader boosting the satellite at ground-based level.
I don't know about that. But in my experience, the technology lends itself not only to save lives and be a great product, but also to be exaggerated. But
the Pentagon's coming out with smart dust that can be read by satellite.
Yes, radioactive equipment. It's not that they're just coming out something that's been out, but if you ask me, in reference to the exaggerations out there with numbers, let it be how many hospitals at the time. I can only tell you the numbers that in which Metro Risk has been involved. I can only tell you the different projects.
Okay, how many people has Metro Risk chipped?
right now, as a matter of fact, in the United States, we haven't shipped anybody.
That's what I mean. This is just ongoing, all these different companies, just year after year, chip. But I look at the numbers, it looks like a lot of people don't want, it's not like people are beating down the doors.
Negative. We do have a large amount of people who are interested
in it. Well, I know you're new in this. I'm talking about the other people.
Well, I've been at this for about a year and a half. And the only thing is that in the United States, because of its society and because of the all potential lawsuits, we have to proceed with certain caution.
Yeah, you just got FDA approval.
Exactly. Amica being the top nightclub, we have to proceed with certain caution. For example, we're not going to get anybody chipped in the bathroom or in such a circus way like they did in Baja Beach in Spain. Even though it was a project that we undertook, we had no control of what was happening at the hospital. The reason why we undertook it with Amica is because it could be done much better and in the proper way.
Okay, Mark, any comments from Kenneth? You want to say anything here, or Catherine?
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, this is still a, I guess, quasi-medical procedure, and it's still voluntary, and it's done from the nightlife point of view purely as an added value to make your experience easier.
Yeah, what it is you got the trendies that don't know their head from a hole in the ground, who saw this on CSI Miami, and so now they're going to feel like ultra elitists because they got this.
Well, that, and you don't have to carry your wallet.
Actually, there's a better clientele than that. So if you ask me, no, that wouldn't apply in Amica.
But you got, I mean, these folks, I mean, to me, there is no way I'm ever taking a chip. And that's my opinion, that somebody doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, if they'll take one of these chips.
Well, how about somebody who has Alzheimer's? How about somebody who legitimately has a need? How about somebody with diabetes who's under constant medical attention?
Can I jump in and respond to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
And actually, Kenneth, this is information that these folks may not have shared with you before you agreed to allow
your patients. You just made my point, though, Catherine. Sorry. Go ahead, make your point, Catherine.
Sure. This is from the FDA letter that was issued on October 12th, the same day that they gave the approval of this device for medical purposes. It says the potential risks to health associated with the device are adverse tissue reaction, migration of implanted transponder, compromised information security, failure of implanted transponder, failure of inserter, failure of electronic scanner, electromagnetic interference, electrical hazards, MRI incompatibility, and needle stick.
Yeah, and the groups know where these chips are going, the two implant areas. What's to stop a kidnapper from grabbing it out and using it? From gouging it out and using it?
It's pretty macabre, if you ask me.
Pardon me?
Pretty macabre, if you ask me.
Well, that's what kidnappers are. They are macabre.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with going to a nightclub in Miami Beach.
Yeah, but as this proliferates, Mark, you were saying for kidnappings and security issues in Latin America, where it's obviously a real threat. That's the problem with thumb scanner. Let me stop you. That's the problem with the thumb scanner. They just cut somebody's thumb off, they got it.
Yeah,
we've had security experts look at all this biometrics and stuff. This is actually worse. This actually,
I don't agree.
What about people having a reader? They can just scan you and get your code.
It doesn't work that way. The code just doesn't do anything unless you have access to the database.
Catherine, you got any comments to this about, because Apply, you were telling me during a break that Apply Digital, I haven't seen this, but I'm sure you have if you're saying it, that Apply Digital is claiming that you can't extract this and use it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've done several radio interviews with Applied Digital and television interviews as well. But one of the things that they've said is that, oh, well, don't worry. If it's removed from the person's body, it will no longer function. Mark, do you have any comments to that?
Well, the chip is, of course, it's obvious it's going to function because, I mean, by removing it from the body, it doesn't necessarily mean that the device is disabled.
Right.
That was my take on it, too,
but this is the executives at Applied Digital saying that.
Perhaps what they mean is, and then again, in my experience with the media is, one, it is always two ways to look at things. Yeah, somebody gets extracted, the chip gets extracted from somebody's arm. And what happens is it also gets deactivated from the database. So, yes, by simple...
If the person tells them.
No, I mean, by simple... Say you get it removed without Applied Digital knowing, then we got to grant that a possibility of something happening for the simple fact that...
Well, the kidnappers aren't going to call up and go, hey, I took the chip out of her arm.
Well, the other thing that's interesting, I got an email from a gentleman in the Netherlands, in Scandinavia, who is an engineer who works for one of their big telephone companies up there, electrical engineer, and he said, you know, these folks at Applied Digital are really snowing you. He said, I could take a handheld reader device, capture the number off of any VeriChip implant, and within a period of a day, I could have an army of that identical number available to implant into other people.
Why hasn't he done it?
Well, I guess he doesn't really have an incentive.
Well, it's
to
simple. It's like I could scan a barcode and then duplicate the barcode.
I've heard so many people say they can do so many things. But the reality
Wait a minute. I mean the residence code number can be scanned and read and then duplicated in the tiny transceiver.
These chips are programmable, so why couldn't I do that?
One thing is, let me just explain something. You guys are looking at the chip as the problem, but the chip is just one factor and a group of as part of a security system, per se. For example, the chip inside a person just merely identifies that person with a number, but it doesn't have any medical or any credit card information on the chip.
But that's what the company's saying they want to develop it into. Financial, medical, security.
Yes.
Right,
the chip, again, is for identification.
If I want to go into Kenneth's nightclub and charge up a bunch of liquor, all I would have to do would be scan one of his chipped patrons, duplicate one of their chips, put it in my own arm, and then I could go in and run up that person's bar tab.
Yeah, you still have to sign, with all the respect, you still have to sign a tab and a bill.
Oh, so
like this is pointless. This is exactly.
Negative.
Why can't I just swipe my debit card, bang my PIN in there? It's got my picture on it. You see, and that's the thing. All this chipping makes all the other Big Brother stuff look okay. Face scanning, thumb scanning, ID cards. Catherine, isn't that what this is really all about, why the media and the government keeps pushing it?
Well, I will say that there's a lot of people with a lot of interest in being able to track people all the time, and this would certainly be one way to do it.
I can track you as it is right now.
Yeah, but just because we can track, that's what I'm saying. All the other stuff is bad, too. I'm just not knocking the chip.
I'm sorry, but everybody I know carries around a cell phone with them. It can be tracked that way.
The chip
has to be a proximity device in order for it to work.
Exactly.
We got a problem.
We're too tracked. We're Big Brother land, and it's getting worse.
Well, the main thing I want to get to the bottom of here, since we've got Kenneth on the phone, and he's been kind enough to talk to us about this, is really, are you concerned that one of your patrons might wind up down the road needing an MRI and being unable to get one because they have this device in their flesh?
It'd be no different than somebody having a artificial hip or an artificial knee.
What if they're in a big car wreck?
Open abduction on internal fixation device.
What if they're in a big car wreck and then they go in and they're doing an MRI and they don't know that chip's in there?
With all due respect.
Well, if it isn't a problem, Kenneth, why'd the FDA say it was a problem?
I can't comment on why the FDA would say anything.
No, but again,
it's no different than having any other kind of medical device implanted in you.
Yeah, but
the FDA is
you're
just
not implanting this
reporting.
To people as a medical device. You're implanting it in them as a way to pay for their drinks.
Actually, without implanting anything, what
difference.
We are doing is giving people the avenue of using that chip in a different kind of way.
But an artificial hip I might need in order to walk. A chip, I could just as easily scan my credit card. I guess the real question is, are people aware of the risk that they're running? And are people at, say, 21 or 22 really thinking long-term about their need for future medical care? And are they really thinking long-term about whether this is going to be incompatible with an MRI? And then how are they going to get the darn thing out again when they need that MRI down the road?
The same way they put it back in. It's really not that difficult to get
out. You mean the needle injector can also be used as an extractor?
Negative. It's just through a medical procedure, I think.
Yes, a actual opening. You're going to have to do an incision and then open the flaps to get into the subcutaneous layer.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with anyone ever having had one of these extracted from their flesh?
Yes.
Who was that? Was that Mark?
Yeah.
And could you give us the details on that?
Of how it works?
As a matter of fact,
they just explained it right now. It does. You have to get anesthetic. An incision has to be made, and then it just simply gets pulled out.
Mark, you're saying... Hold on a second. This is important. Thank you for joining us. Are you saying you had a chip removed?
No, I never said that.
Okay, well, I'm asking... Okay, she was asking, do you know of someone? Why did they have the chip removed?
Well, because we were migrating from one chip to another. There are several models of chips that are out there. The chip that we're promoting right now is mainly for identification. It's just a number.
Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add? Catherine, any other questions?
No, I'd like to add one quick thing. Is the only thing I've been able to find about having a chip removed, and I'd love to find information about that if that's been published in any journals or anywhere that regular folks can find out about how difficult it is to remove it. But I do have a document here about chipping racehorses. And, of course, we all know that the VeriChip is essentially an animal chip that's being used for human purposes. It's the same one they put in pets and dogs and racehorses. And while they were able to inject it into the horses in the field, just standing out there, to remove it actually required a team of veterinary surgeons in a full veterinary theater, and they put the horse under full anesthesia and even then had difficulty locating the chip.
Yeah, I work for a large animal vet.
It just doesn't make sense. You need a large team when you can just simply locate it with the reader, reduce it to a small amount, and just simply make an incision. Come on, how many doctors do you think you need to do that?
Well, this thing had actually migrated, so in that case, they had a tough time.
I work for a high-level vet who did artificial insemination, embryo flushes, implantation, I mean in a laboratory, okay, when I was a teenager. And let me just tell you, the chips back then, this is 15 years ago, the chips back then, they would read them before they put them in, and when they put them in that animal, there was never the idea that they'd be able to get that chip out.
Again, it was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Gentlemen, anything else?
It's been a pleasure being on your show.
Gentlemen, c'est la vie. I hope you wake up and aren't part of this anymore. Catherine, stay there, please.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are just
going to talk about chips and how great they are and push them in sitcoms and dramas and the news and at nightclubs until you just get sick of hearing about it and accept it. It's acclimation. It's conditioning. Going on pell-mell 24-7. We're going to go back to Catherine Albrecht here in just a minute or two, tell you about her website, more information. But, folks, when I made Road to Tyranny a couple years ago, ooh, I was kooky for saying they're going to try to make you take chips. And I've got Andy Rooney saying we all need chips. We just need to be made to take chips. That's 60 minutes, folks. 90-plus percent of people are against it, but they don't care. They're going to keep pushing it, just like Arnold for president. And so we got to keep fighting against it. If you want any of my 11 films, like Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, you need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We got incredible deals right now on the films, some of them 70% off. Four different specials right now. We got a deal where you buy one video at the regular price, and each additional DVD is $5.95 to get four or five of them to give as gifts. Or get my videos and just make copies for nonprofit educational purposes and give away copies. But people like a nice present, you know, with a color copy and the shrink wrap and the color stamp on the DVD. Get American Dictators. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get Matrix Evil. Get Masters of Terror. Get our new 9/11 special. Four 9/11 videos and a 9/11 book at an incredible price, almost half off. Call toll-free. Just ask about the specials. Just give them a call. I can't belabor this all day. Just call about the specials. Zero pressure. Just ask about the specials. If you don't want it, don't order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or give somebody a gift, whether it's Christmas or not. $5.95, all 11 of my films, two books, all my weekly TV reports and analysis, hundreds of audio interviews, transcripts, text, everything. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Give that as a gift. Very easy to do. That's at PrisonPlanet.tv. Give yourself that gift. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com to order. Take action. Don't wait. Catherine Albrecht, I just want to keep you 5 minutes in the next hour if you can do it. If you can't, I understand. Give us your websites in a nutshell. Tell us what you thought of that that insane interview.
I'd be happy to stay on with you and your listeners, Alex. Our website, spychips.com, S-P-Y-C-H-I-P-S.com. You'll see the latest Barrett-chip information, including our world-exclusive breaking story on the fact that only 18 people in Mexico were chipped instead of the 160 widely reported by CNN and USA Today.
I saw articles that said 1,100.
Well, you know, I've been seeing 1,100 around the world. I've seen 1,000 in Mexico. You know, the real bottom line here is that these companies have a long history of lying to the public, lying to their investors.
If they got sued and lost over lying about the hospitals, why are they doing it again?
Well, and that they're blaming their Mexican affiliate, their Mexican distributor. They're saying they had nothing to do with it. What I think is interesting, though, is you can go on our website at spychips.com. You can click up this article, which is featured right on the very front page there. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you can actually see a link to their website where they continue to carry articles from Business Week and other publications boasting about the 160. And that's in their press section. Of course, that information is there to impress investors so that they can get even more money flowing into their coffers.
Last time I checked, though, their stock wasn't doing too well.
Their stock actually took a huge bounce, went way up after the FDA announcement, and, of course, after they were featured on a number of nationwide television programs that were positive.
I remember last time, a few years ago, though, when they did the public chipping of that family, it plunged, but I guess now it's going back up.
Yeah, I believe it went up 60% after the FDA approval.
So what is it worth, $4 now?
You know, I haven't been tracking it that closely, but yeah, it's somewhere in that range.
A few years ago, it was like 80 cents or something.
Well, they did what's called a reverse stock split, where 10 shares of stock turned into a single share of stock in order to keep it from being sort of the pathetic, you know, 35 cents stock. They reverse merged it a while back. So it's
bottom line, they're selling it. The people aren't buying it. So they're just going to keep selling it.
Well, I think that's it, and I think they realize that the folks they can get to do it are these nightclub goers. So they're going to push that for all it's worth.
Yeah,
that's less than 100 folks out.
Catherine, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Introducing...